From the heart of the jungle comes a savage cry of victory. This is Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle. From the black core of dark Africa, land of enchantment, mystery, and violence, comes one of the most colorful figures of all time. Transcribed from the immortal pen of Edgar Rice Burroughs, Tarzan, the bronzed white son of the jungle. And now, in the very words of Mr. Burroughs, the story of life or death.
To the people of Punya, the arrival of a Barua, a letter, is an event of great importance. This one had been sent from Amdur Mara to the last stop of the Kasalia Railroad. From there, runners had carried it to the edge of the Middle Congo, and from that point it had been relayed on the talking drums of the jungle. It was addressed to Tarzan, and after much discussion, a young warrior named Natisa was elected to take the message to Tarzan's seacoast cabin. As Natisa neared the cabin, he quickened his footsteps. Life is not held dearly in the jungle. Still, the message had said that three lives were at stake.
Come in, Natisa.
How you know is Natisa? Tarzan see through closed door?
More than an hour ago, Yusha, the wind, told me that one of my Punya brothers was approaching.
But how you know is Natisa?
I hate to give my secrets away, but I was swimming in the lagoon to the east of here when you passed. I caught your scent, and then I traveled by the upper level of jungle growth until I saw you clearly and determined you were a friend.
Natisa not see you?
I was less than a foot away from you.
Why you not speak?
You were traveling in the direction of my cabin, and you had no worried look upon your face, so I assumed it was a social call. I returned home so I could greet you like a good host.
Is not what you say a call?
Not a social call? The Punyas are in trouble? Torgo is sick? The corn fails?
No. Natisa bring Barua to Tarzan.
A letter for me? Well, where is it?
Matu Andika Ye, on hunting trip.
The man who writes is on a hunting trip? Well, then how could he...
Natisa carry message in head. Is from Elephant of Amdur Mara.
An important man. What did he say?
He say Tarzan come to Amdur Mara.
Oh. No. They're not luring me from the jungle again.
He say much important.
Some local feud they want settled, I suppose. Huh?
No, it is not about natives. Barua about white people. Two men, one woman.
Oh, what about them?
Elephant of Amdur Mara say life of men and women at stake. Only Tarzan can save lives.
And I could have known this an hour ago.
Natisa, sorry.
No, it is not your fault, but I shall have to leave at once, and I must fly as fast as Ikona the Eagle before Africa claims the lives of three more victims.
In just a moment, we will return to our story of life or death. In the days when Tarzan spoke only the language of the apes, he had shared the jungle's light regard for lives. But in recent years, he had developed a quality of mercy. And so he traveled as fast as Bara the deer on his way to Amdur Mara, for the letter had said that three lives were at stake. And his mission took on added importance upon his arrival at the ornate palace of the Elephant of Amdur Mara. Putting aside the customary ceremonials of the Orient, the elephant's courtiers lost little time in ushering Tarzan into the private chamber of their potentate.
I bid you welcome, Lord of the Jungle.
Thank you, great ruler of Amdur Mara. I came as quickly as I could.
Truly, you came upon winged feet.
Where are the people whose lives are in danger? What is the nature of their peril?
We will come to that in good time. Pray be seated on a rug or an ottoman, and I will send for cool wine. Perhaps you would have a dancing girl entertain us before we get to the business at hand.
The business at hand? The message you sent me, unless the natives garbled it badly, said that it was urgent that I arrive here at once, that lives were at stake.
Ah, you have lost nothing of your impatience since last we met.
I did not mean to appear rude, but I traveled both night and day to arrive here quickly. I did not travel at that rate of speed to drink your wine or be entertained by your dancing girls.
Then We will dispense with the entertainment and speak of the favor I seek of you.
Favor?
In a small antechamber adjoining this one are three Americans. One is an old man whose name is Pierce Ingersoll. As you may know, he is an international figure in the fields of petroleum development and finance.
And he is in some great trouble?
Ah, the usual trouble of a man who has already enjoyed the normal span of life, but is unwilling to die.
Unwilling?
He has heard of a fountain of youth in the jungle, and he and his daughter and son-in-law, Barbara and Cliff Powers, have come to find it.
Like so many other fools before them.
This fool falls into a very special category. His influence in Omdurmara is great. He owns valuable leaseholds and land grants. He has stated flatly that unless I am of help to him, he will give up all his interests here. It would mean the end of my reign.
That would be most unfortunate. You have been a just ruler. But what is my connection with this matter?
They have a map that designates the position of this fountain of eternal youth. I have been unable to secure a professional guide, so I sent for you.
You had the audacity to send a message that three lives were at stake in order to lure me from my jungle to act as a guide?
Their lives do hang in the balance, for they insist that with or without guides, they intend to find this magical spring in the land of the Mahumazori.
The land of the Mahumazori? I do not wonder that you are unable to secure a guide for them.
Precisely.
I have never been to the land of the Mahumazori, but legend has it that they are the fiercest tribe on the entire continent.
Tarzan, I implore you with every means at my command to escort Ingersoll and his party. I do not expect them to find any elixir that will make them live forever, but at least with you, they have some chance of returning alive.
Even with me, their chances would not be great. Really, I have no heart for this mission.
Tarzan, I beg of you. So much depends on it.
Do you really believe your position would be in jeopardy if I refuse?
My position as a ruler and the livelihood of hundreds of natives who work in his oil fields. Also, the livelihood of many clerks and minor officials who work in his offices here.
I see. Well, I am confident that no fountain of eternal life exists, but I cannot let them throw their lives away in the jungle. Nor can I be responsible for your loss of power and your subjects' loss of employment.
You will do it, then?
You may tell Mr. Ingersoll that we leave tomorrow for the land of the Mahumazori.
That night, the destination of the safari Tarzan had agreed to lead was whispered in the native huts and the cafes of Omdurmara. The land of the Mahumazori was Mugilo, taboo. And when the safari set out, it contained not a single askari, porter, or gun bearer. Only the three Americans and Tarzan.
Well, you needn't worry, Tarzan. I'm quite capable of walking every inch of the way. I may be old, but I'm not feeble.
You seem in remarkable condition for your years. Cliff, Barbara, keep to the center of the path. Many snakes and small animals hide in the long grass at each side of it.
Okay, the center it is.
Cliff, at 43 isn't as good condition as I am.
Your daughter looks very fragile.
Barbara's tougher than she looks and more mature. You wouldn't guess that she's over 30, would you?
I haven't been speculating on Cliff's age, nor Barbara's, nor yours. Age is not as important to me as it seems to be to you.
It is important to me. I've made millions. I have everything I want now, but I didn't when I was young. And I'm not giving these things up now that I have them. That's why I have to find this fountain of eternal life.
You understand that I have no belief in the existence of this fountain.
But I have the map. I paid a great deal of money for it, and I'm convinced.
Similar maps are sold by cheap adventurers the world over. They're like maps of buried gold treasures or secret formulas for turning water into petroleum.
I know. But where else can I turn for any hope of living another 50, another 100 years?
Stop where you are. Mr. Ingersoll, wait here.
Is something wrong?
What's up?
Quiet.
It's a snake. Cliff. Cliff, do something.
I don't know what to... Hey, look. Tarzan. He's stepping right in its path.
It's coiling to strike.
It's springing.
Tarzan, cut the snake by his tail.
Watch out. Don't get in the way as I swing it.
Smashed against a rock. Killed in one quick movement. Tarzan, that's the most remarkable thing.
did you do that?
It is the victory cry of the savage bull ape. I am a man of the jungle. I have lived all of my life here. But can't you see that you do not belong here? That your life and your training have not equipped you to protect yourself in the jungle?
We're not turning back.
We know it's risky, but we're game.
Was that a poisonous snake, Tarzan?
One of the most deadly, Mr. Ingersoll. The natives call it the Yamolinga. The white men refer to it as the Red Boomslang. Mr. Ingersoll, you and Cliff bring up the rear. I shall go ahead with Barbara.
All right.
Yeah, might be safer for all of us that way.
Well, I never saw anything like that in my life.
Barbara?
Yes, Tarzan.
It's clear why your father is willing to risk his life to find this fountain, for he's near the end of his allotted years. But why are you and your husband willing to risk your lives?
For father's sake. You see, he's worked hard all his life. He's given me everything I ever wanted. And he's made things a lot easier for Cliff. So why shouldn't we take a chance for him?
You know that even if we escape death from some savage animal or from the warriors of Muhumazori, a man of your father's age may not be able to withstand the rigors of this trek.
Yes, I know.
I suppose that if he should die and you and Cliff live, all of the millions he's accumulated would go to you, huh?
And I'm not sorry I slapped you either.
I apologize. Please forgive me, Barbara. But I've met so many conniving, greedy people among those who come into my jungle.
It may interest you to know that upon Father's death, the bulk of his estate goes to charity. He believes Cliff and I should make our own way in the world. Well, he's helped us, of course, but we'll get no fortune when he dies. So I'd advise you to forget about analyzing our motives and concentrate on the task of getting us to the land of the Muhumazori.
And so the small safari plunged deep into the jungle, into the heart of the Black Congo. Behind were left the last outposts of civilization. And after many weary weeks, they drew close to the land of the mysterious Muhumazori tribe. The strange thing was that no scouts appeared to tell the tribe of their coming. No sentries peered at them from the concealment of trees or rocks. Things were almost too peaceful as Tarzan and the three Americans passed into a district of lush green foliage.
Let's quicken our pace just a little, Cliff. I don't want Barbara and Mr. Ingersoll to get too far ahead.
I'm going as fast as I can. Barbara stood this trip a lot better than I have. And Dad's so anxious to find the fountain that he acts as though he were taking part in a track meet. I hope he's not disappointed.
The last time I mentioned that you and Barbara might have some ulterior motives in permitting Mr. Ingersoll to make this trip, I had my face slapped. But tell me, Cliff, aren't you at all resentful of the fact that you will not come into his fortune when he dies?
No, I'm not. He worked hard to accumulate his money. It's only fair that I should work for mine. He's always been good to us during his lifetime. That's the important thing.
Oh, it's refreshing to find people like Barbara and you. Oh, I think they're getting too far ahead. Barbara! Mr. Ingersoll?
Yes?
Wait for us, darling.
Hurry up then, Cliff.
Cliff is having trouble with his feet. I want the four of us together from now on.
You haven't caught the scent of some savage animal again.
No, not that of man. And yet this district has been traversed lately. Otherwise, we would not be able to travel without chopping our way through the brush.
Well, I'd call it pretty lucky.
And I would call it dangerous. Have you noticed how still it is?
Yes, it is quiet.
That is not the nature of the jungle. I shall walk ahead. The rest of you follow closely on my heels.
We're set a good pace, Tarzan.
Not too fast for Cliff, though.
I'll be all right. It's a sensitive...
Oh, we're falling!
Oh, what's happened to us?
Where are we?
We're at the bottom of a pitfall. One of the deepest and the most cleverly contrived traps I've ever seen. Mr. Ingersoll, are you all right?
I'm not sure. I think so.
And Barbara? Cliff?
I'm all right.
Just a little dazed.
There wasn't a sign of that trap. The Muhumazaris must have spent months getting the grass to grow over the edges of this pit.
Can we get out of it?
I doubt it. Must be 50 feet to the surface. If they'd not put these soft boughs at the bottom, we might all be dead.
Can't you climb out and then lower a rope or something to us?
No, even I cannot scale 50 feet of smooth rock. No, I'm afraid that our search for eternal life will end in a slow death.
In just a moment, we shall return with the exciting conclusion of Life or Death. night found Tarzan and his three companions still at the bottom of the pitfall. Tarzan was worried, of course, but it did not affect his keen senses and his animal alertness. Although the night was black as ink, he became aware of hundreds of eyes almost before they approached the pit and stared down over the edge.
Speak, Madam Mahumazori!
Someone's up there.
Hundreds of natives, but I can't make out their features in the dark.
I can see eyes. It could be animals.
Animals?
No, they're the eyes of men. They're too cruel for the animal kingdom.
Speak, Madam Mahumazori! Tell us why you hold us prisoners in this trap!
You enemies come steal secret of fountain.
The fountain? Did you hear that?
It is true we desire to learn of the fountain. But we are friends who have brought you presents of Americana cloth and beads and salt with which to repay you.
Pass up all bows, knives, other weapons. Then bring up chumley and other presents. We lower ladder of rope. Come one at a time. Our warriors watch. Do not try escape.
I shall go first. Cliff, you bring up the rear and make no sudden movements. Natives act first and think afterwards.
I come with gifts, Chief of Mahumazori.
Be careful, Tarzan. If anything happened to you, we'd be sunk.
Here, our only weapons.
Bring presents up?
I have some in my pack. The others bring the rest. Here is Americana cloth with which to make robes for your men and dresses for your women.
Is good. Wear rest presents.
Here's another of our party. Barbara,
yes.
Open your knapsack.
Yes, of course. Here.
For you, great chief. Beads, ornaments of glass, rings, and bracelets.
Is good. Wear rest of presents.
Mr. Ingersoll, are you... Oh, there you are. Just a minute. Now, a great bag of salt and a box of small sticks that make fire.
How they work.
I shall show you. Watch.
You mean they've never seen a match?
Quiet. Cliff, give me everything in your pockets. You'll watch first. Good.
Great chief, here is small stone with a heart whose beat you can hear if you hold it to your ear. And a stick that makes marks. And a small face that always points to the north wind.
Is good presents for Kubwaku. He talked to warrior.
Can we make a break for it now?
We couldn't get 10 feet.
What did he say his name was? Kubwaku?
Well, that just means big, great chief.
Oh.
But I think we've impressed him with our presence.
Ask him about the fountain.
Now, there will be time for that. He's consulted with the others. He'll tell us what our chances are now.
Warriors and Kubwaku like presents white men bring.
Now, they prove we are friends.
Never before Mahumazori let any outside tribe drink from fountain. Never before we spare life of stranger. But this time, because of presents, we break rule.
Oh, thank heavens.
You turned the trick, Tarzan.
Presents are price of one life. White strangers decide which one lives.
Tarzan and the others were made to march single file, and curious natives crowded about them as they entered the kraal. There was no sign of the Fountain of Youth, but one thing impressed itself on the minds of each of the prisoners. Nowhere in the village was there anyone who appeared to be more than 30 years of age. The prisoners were herded into a small, well-guarded hut, but they were not overly worried about their fate. Their minds were too intent upon the thought that this was indeed the land of eternal youth.
Tarzan, what was the Kubwaku mumbling to you about?
Well, he merely enlarged upon his statement at the pit. He says they will allow one of us to drink from the fountain and to leave this land unmolested. The rest of us will die.
Do you believe they have a fountain?
Of course they do. Did you see any old people in the village?
The Kubwaku seemed about the oldest, and he couldn't be more than 30.
He claims to be nearly 360. He's the oldest of the tribe.
360.
You see, I was right all along.
It won't do you much good, Dad. Surely you wouldn't select yourself as the one to live.
Why not?
Why not? Because you've had your chance at life. Barbara and I are still young. It should be one of us.
One of us? You mean you're not withdrawing in my favor? You are my husband.
Sure, I'm your husband. The guy who married the Ingersoll heiress for all the good it ever did me.
Cliff!
Well, let me tell you something. If I get the secret of the fountain, I'll make my own fortune. I'll make the Ingersoll millions look like peanuts.
No.
Well, I'm certainly glad to know how you feel, Cliff. But don't forget, when it comes to a vote on who lives, I can count on my own father. Just imagine, going back home, being the only woman in her crowd who grows no older, No gray hair. No wrinkles. No losing of my husband to a younger woman.
What do you mean?
Oh, I knew about that Hayes woman.
Children, children, children.
Yes. Let's hear what Mr. Ingersoll has to say now.
It's just this. I organized this hunting party. I secured the map. And I financed every penny of this safari. If anyone's going to learn the secret and return home, it's going to be me.
Well, looks like a tie vote. Unless Tarzan's going to be the only noble one here.
Nobility would avail me no more than you. Do you hear that drum?
Yeah?
What does it mean?
It is the drum of death. The promise of the Kubwaku that one of us should live was a hollow joke. When their celebration has reached its peak, we shall be led to their ceremonial place, tortured, and then killed. Perhaps within sight of their fountain of everlasting life. It was the time of the full moon, and the tribal circle was bathed in the golden glow of moonlight as the savages of Mahumazore danced with frenzied abandon. This was no mere festival dance or preparation for war. This was the dance of death. Gradually, the guards who surrounded the hut containing the prisoners drifted to the tribal fire. But Tarzan hesitated. He might escape, but how could he live in the jungle without even a hunting knife? And what of the others? While he pondered the question, the door of the hut suddenly swung open.
The Kubwaku!
Here. Bow, arrows, hunting knife, flintlock gun. Run with me to forest, make escape.
What sort of a trick is this?
What's he up to?
No trick. Tribe lock Kubwaku in temple. He get out, come to you. Together we escape.
What are you escaping from?
From death they plan for me. No time now to talk. Soon find Kubwaku gone. Chase him and you.
Well, I don't know what this is all about, but he has brought us weapons and we have little to lose by trying to escape now.
I'm not leaving, not without the secret of eternal life.
Nor I. Why, a woman would have to be crazy to leave a place where you can live to be 360 and still look like Kubwaku here.
Oh, that part of it's nonsense. I can see that now. Tell her you're not that age, Kubwaku.
No, that true. Kubwaku 360.
They're coming closer. Come on, we have no time.
I'll stay here.
Don't be a fool, Ingersoll.
I'll be a fool with him.
Not me. I'm coming along.
The others are coming, too. Kubwa, you're powerful. You carry the old man. I'll take the girl.
Through the night, they ran. The native chief carrying the old man, Tarzan carrying Barbara, Cliff staggering in their wake. And behind them came the natives of Mahumazore. But by dawn, they had outdistanced the warriors. And as they stopped to rest, Tarzan faced the strange fugitive from his tribe.
Well, I think it's time for an explanation. Why were your people about to kill you, Kubwaku? Did it have something to do with us?
No, it was my time.
Your time?
Once Mahumazore weak people. Other tribes raid Mahumazore village often. Warriors kill defending old people. Then chiefs say kill all old people. With only young, we strong.
There were no old people in the village.
Law passed. Soon only young people in village. We make up story about fountain of youth. Other tribes think we have great secret, great power. They afraid we live in peace.
Then there is no fountain?
No.
But you said it was true, that you're 360.
Is true. Today, Kubwa has day of birth.
Your birthday?
Kubwa think they not kill him because he chief. But law is law. Every member of Mahumazore die when he reach 360. Only young man live.
Now, this is getting crazier and crazier. You can't tell me this man is 360, or that men of his tribe are young until they're 359 without some fountain or something.
At last moon, when Kubwa 359, he's still young.
What strikes you as so terribly funny, Tarzan?
The solution to the secret of the Mahumazore. He says at the last moon he was 359, and at this full moon he is 360.
Yes?
Well, can't you see? These natives figure only by the moon. He's not 360 years old, but that many moons old.
You'd have to divide that number by 12. He's 30 years old.
And had he died at 30, according to the customs of his tribe, all of us would have died seeking that which does not exist. A magical elixir to keep us upon this earth longer than the span allotted by the great chief of us all.
In just a moment, a preview of our next story of the Lord of the Jungle. One day in 1867, a child who lived on a farm near Africa's Orange River found a pebble that glittered pleasantly in the sun. It was the first diamond ever found on the Dark Continent, and the small pebble formed the foundation stone of great industry, fabulous wealth, and dark violence. D for Diamonds and Death is our next story of Tarzan.
Tarzan, the transcribed creation of the famous Edgar Rice Burroughs, is produced by Walter White, Jr., prepared for radio by Bud Lesser, with original music by Albert Glasser. This is a Commodore production.